Prime Time all day long.
So on the 21st of June 2019, the International Labour Conference, or the ILO, in Geneva adopted a new convention and recommendation titled the Convention Concerning the Elimination of Violence and Harassment in the World of Work. We're joined on the line by Tamsanqa Mila, Associates in the Employment Practice at Cliffdecker and Hofmeyr. Mr. Mila, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us.
Hello and hello to your listener.
Let's start off chatting about sexual harassment in the workplace and looking at its prevalence in South Africa. Is it a huge challenge in the workplace in South Africa?
It is a huge challenge in South Africa. And so to just quote something from the labor courts, they call it the most heinous form of misconduct that plagues the workplace because of the nature of the misconduct. Not many people want to talk about it. And there's a tendency for us to look away when issues of sexual harassment and sexual misconduct happen in the world.
So tell me about this convention, the Convention Concerning the Elimination of Violence and Harassment in the World of Work. What does it seek to do, and how does it seek to do that?
So the ILO it basically sets standards for all of its signatories, and South Africa is one of them.
Yes.
Sets standards for labor, sets standards for labor-related policies, and just the promotion of decent work in the workplace. And so what it's trying to achieve with the convention is that it wants to achieve or see the eradication of harassment and violence in the workplace. And so when this was promulgated or published in June, it then requires signatory states to start adopting laws that are going to achieve its objectives of seeing the eradication of harassment in the workplace.
So when we're looking at South Africa, and as you said, they are a signatory, and we're looking at business in South Africa, how can they be held accountable if they don't have almost frameworks in place in the workplace to help eradicate sexual harassment in the workplace?
So in South Africa, we've got an act that deals with sexual harassment, and it classifies it as a form of discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, we've got the Code of Good Practice that is supposed to guide South African employers and employees alike on how to deal with matters of sexual harassment in the workplace. And one of the most important things is that employers are required to have policies that address issues of sexual harassment in the workplace. So businesses should be going towards the direction of making sure that there's policies and that employees are aware of their rights and what the policies say in relation to harassment.
I want to get back to the fact that that employees should be aware of what these policies are and what their rights are. Do you think that companies are doing enough to educate the employees with regard to their rights when it comes to something like sexual harassment in particular and the policies that are in place?
So that's a difficult one to answer because I'd have to be in each area.
But just looking at the cases that have come up, does it seem like education is happening?
Ideally, you want it to happen because you want employees to know, and the risk for the employer if they don't train, for instance, that if in the instance of a sexual harassment claim, they may actually have or attract a damages claim in relation to a complaint of sexual harassment. So it's in their favor, it's in their interest to make sure that they make their employees aware of their rights so that they can at least use that as part of their defenses if, for instance, an employee were to come and say that they're unhappy with an incident that happened in the workplace and they want to hold the employer liable.
So from an employee perspective, if I don't get any joy from my employer, or if there are no policies that are in place, what is my course of action?
You can take your employer to the CCMA.
And the CCMA will then look at the merits of the case and take it forward. But that the company itself, can they be bound by the CCMA to put policies in place for the greater the greater company, not just for this particular individual case?
I think that it would be part of the considerations by a commissioner to say, for instance, that they encourage the employer to, in future, make sure that they have a sexual harassment policy in place and that they must educate their employees on it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to chat to us, Mr. Mila, Associates in the Employment Practice at CDH, which is Cliff Decker and Hoffmeyer, a group of attorneys who have given us some more information with regard to the convention concerning the elimination of violence and harassment in the world of work. It's just gone 5 o'clock, which means that it's time for the news with Nandika Biakas.